This is the DX Audio Service for July 1991. One. And you thought we played beautiful music, huh? Let's get right into the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. And from the front page, we have this information that Decalcomania, the club that specializes in stickers and air checks, is going to have their midsummer annual Decalcomania Club get-together that happens on July 12th through the 14th at Speedway, Indiana. That's Indianapolis, to those of you that don't know the Midwest. Non-members are also invited to attend. How do you get more information? Well, just write to Phil, by the way. That's Phil, P-H-I-L, by the way, B-Y-T-H-E-W-A-Y, at the following address, 9705 Mary Avenue Northwest, Seattle, Washington, 98117. Be sure to tell Phil that you heard about it right here on the DX Audio Service. What's faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than Phil Wayne's chili, able to outspeak Jerry Starr on steroids? Well, it happens to be the National Radio Club Convention. It's going to be held in Bridgeport, Clarksburg, West Virginia. I guess that's a dual city license. And it's going to be held over Labor Day weekend, August 30th through September 1st, 1991, at the Holiday Inn in Bridgeport. The room reservations are handled by the hotel. The room rate is $58 for single, double, triple, or quad. Now, don't call the 800 number. Call the hotel direct at area code 304-842-5411. And be sure to tell them that you are a National Radio Club member. And you must register with a hotel by July 30th, 1991, or good luck in trying to find a room in this area. There's several happenings going on during the weekend there, so be sure to get that room reservation in real quick. Do not combine the room reservation with the convention registration. The National Radio Club is not handling any roommate or hotel reservations, nor is the hotel handling any National Radio Club convention registrations. So besides the hotel that you must book, here is the convention registration information. $25 per member plus $10 for any additional family adult member. This covers the cost of the beverages and other convention goodies. $15 for the Saturday night banquet per person attending. That's only if you're going to be attending. $9 for the Sunday brunch per person attending. Again, if you're going to attend that only. And the National Radio Club must know your choices and have full payment on all three above items no later than August 15th, 1991 by phone or postmarked by August 12th, 1991. You can charge all this on your Visa or MasterCard at area code 608-423-4159. Leave details on the answering machine. Here's the information you must leave: your card number, the card expiration date, your name, what meals and number of people attending, your address, also the number of adult family members coming in to the convention. Or you can send your check or money order to the National Radio Club Convention, Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin, 53523-0024. And now you have all the information on what's going on the National Radio Club Convention. Hope to see you there, and with any luck, I won't have any lightning in the area like happened last year when I missed the convention. Oh, be still, my beating heart. Here comes the NRC convention.
Jerry Stock. Hello again, everybody. Switch. Okay. Put the Pabst Blue Ribbon spot away and get out the AM switch. Hello again, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. This is reference number 257, and we start with a mountain of call letter changes on 730 WSNI, Thomasville, Georgia, the station that MTV gave away. They're going back to a former call of WSTT. 820 WPNT, Chicago, Illinois, becomes WXRT. On 870 WKZM, Gorham, Maine becomes WLAM in part of a call letter swap. 880 KWVC, Hamby, Texas becomes KEIO. 910 WCMG, Columbia, Tennessee becomes WQZZ. 970 KESI, Portland, Oregon changes to KBBT. On 1000 KKMX, Hayden, Colorado changes to KIDN. 1030 WBYG, a new station in Union City, Indiana that is not yet on the air. They're changing calls already to WBNN. Two changes on 1140 WIXC, Hazel Green, Alabama becomes WBXR, and KCSY in Soldata, Alaska becomes KSLD. 1240 WBAB, Freeport, New York changes to WGBB. 1250 KZIU, Little Rock, Arkansas becomes KURB. On 1310 KXTN, San Antonio, Texas will change to KZVE. 1350 WLRQ, Cocoa, Florida becomes WWHL. 1370 WQPN, Moundsville, West Virginia changes to WZAO. Two changes on 1400 WRAF, Alpharetta, Georgia changes to WAZX. And WEUZ, Eau Claire, Wisconsin becomes WBIZ. 1410 WRDC, Boyle, Mississippi changes to WDTL. 1470, here's the other half of that call letter swap. WLAM, Lewiston, Maine becomes WKZN. 1490 WDXB, Chattanooga, Tennessee becomes WJOC. 1520 WGNB, Indian Rock Beach, Florida changes to WXYB. And finally on 1580 WAXU, Georgetown, Kentucky becomes WTKT. One new station was granted, first one in a long time, on 680 Tioga, Louisiana. Will be 800 watts in the daytime, 400 watts at night. The antenna will be U2. This station is about 5 miles north of the city of Alexandria, Louisiana. Several interesting applications on 820 WXRT Chicago would like to go from full-time to daytime only, change their antenna to D1, delete their night operation, and relocate their transmitter. We'll have a little more to say about that when we get to otherness. Also on 1290 WGLI, Babylon, New York, this station is now silent. They would like to return to the air with a new city of license, Mastic Beach, New York, and we'll talk a little more about that in otherness also. Several grants of interest on 580 KSAZ, Tucson, Arizona, changes their city of license to Marana, Arizona, relocates their transmitter site, and reduces their night power to 1,000 watts. And on 800 KQVC in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, goes full-time. Day power of 2,500 watts. They add 500 watts at night, change their transmitter location, and you can change their antenna designation in the log to U3. Now moving on to otherness, and lots of interesting things have been happening on the broadcast band. We start actually below the U.S. broadcast band on 530 CFJT, Fort Erie, Ontario. Despite several reports to the contrary, this station is still on the air, but according to the station, they will officially go silent on 530 on 10-1-91 and become FM only. M Street Journal, by the way, which is an industry magazine, reports that this frequency will default to the Travelers Information Station at the Toronto International Airport. We had previous reports from Canada that CIAO would move from 790 to 530, but we have no further information on that, so if we find out any more, we will let you know. On 730 WDKT Madison, Alabama, this station is silent. 820 WXRT Chicago, Illinois, this station is silent at the moment. We mentioned last issue that the owners of WSBC, one of the three stations that shares 1240 in Chicago, would like to purchase WXRT but continue to operate WSBC for at least a year until they can sell that station. The application that we mentioned earlier to relocate the transmitter and go daytime only reflects their plan to diplex the 820 signal into their existing WSBC antenna on the northwest side of Chicago and operate both those stations into the same antenna. Of course, since it's not directional, that means the WXRT will have to revert back to a daytime only station. We would imagine if the sale goes through and WSBC takes over WXRT permanently, that a new directional facility will be built and that station probably will return to full-time operation. 880 KWIP, Dallas, Oregon, this silent station has been sold. The new owner has signed a lease to lease the station's real estate and equipment for at least 10 years. So evidently, we can expect this station to return to the air. On 940 KTON, Belton, Texas, this silent station is back on the air. 950 WNCC, Barnesboro, Pennsylvania, this station is silent. 960 WKZA, Kane, Pennsylvania, this station went silent in March of this year. 980 WYFN, Nashville, Tennessee, formerly WSIX for many, many years. We have several reports that this station is temporarily silent, but is expected to return when their new religious format is ready to go. This station may have already returned by the time this tape reaches you. 1080 KRPX, Price, Utah, station is silent. 1140 WBXR, Hazel Green, Alabama. This station was silent under its former call of WIXC when it was located in Fayetteville, Tennessee. This station is now back on the air from Hazel Green, Alabama, their new city of license with 15,000 watts of power. 1180 KLAY, Lakewood, Washington. This station was silent when it was licensed to 1480, is now back on the air here on their new frequency of 1180. They came on the 3rd of April. 1290 WGLI, Babylon, New York. Here's another interesting situation. As you recall, WADO on 1280 bought this station a couple years ago and took it off the air to reduce the co-channel interference to 1280 and also to improve the 1280 coverage. Now they are proposing to put this station back on the air by moving it about 30 miles east to Mastic Beach, New York. They could be planning to put this back on the air and simulcast WADO. That, of course, is not official. That's just speculation on our part, but it's kind of interesting to see that they are planning to put this station back on the air by moving it about 30 miles east from where it used to be. On 1340 KICK, Springfield, Missouri, this silent station is also back on the air. 1370 KPOS, Post, Texas. This silent station should have returned to the air by the time you hear this. On 1380 WAMS, Wilmington, Delaware, this station went silent April 28th, and although they stated in the press that they may return in the fall, we have learned from inside sources that their studios, transmitter building, and antennas will all be torn down as the land in the high-rent district of West Wilmington has become more valuable as a development area than a radio station. It's kind of another sad note because this was one of the truly great AM stations back in the great old days, and also many DXers' only chance to log the state of Delaware. The chances to log Delaware are getting slimmer and slimmer. On 1450 KJMB, Blythe, California, this station is silent. Also on 1450 KOBO, Yuba City, California, this silent station has returned to the air. They are simulcasting KEST 1450 in San Francisco, California. So when you hear the call, KEST on 1450, if you're DXing, you'll be hard-pressed to know which station you're actually listening to. On 1460 WBPA, Elkhorn City, Kentucky, this station is silent. 1480 WSDS, Canton, Michigan, the move here from Ypsilanti has been completed and they are now on the air once again. 1490 WAJF, Decatur, Alabama, this station is silent. Also on 1490 WZKT, Waynesboro, Virginia, this silent station is expected to return to the air simulcasting WSKO-FM in Buffalo Gap, Virginia. On 1550 WOKJ, Jackson, Mississippi, the FCC has issued a show cause order in anticipation of revoking the license for this station, which has been silent since July of 1990. In addition, they have handed the owner a notice of apparent liability, which is the term the FCC uses for a monetary fine, for up to $250,000. Violations include failure to light the antenna system towers, a discontinuation of operation without FCC authorization, and failure to respond to a number of commission inquiries. Now, it may seem that stations these days can get away with many things, but when you don't answer mail from the FCC, the commission tends to get mighty disturbed, and this guy may be in deep trouble. $250,000 is the biggest monetary fine we've seen in years and years. On 1560 KLTI, Macon, Missouri, here's a station a lot of people logged back when they had a frequency check that was heard almost across the country every month. KLTI, Macon, Missouri is now silent. And on 1590 WACD, Alexander City, Alabama, this station is silent pending a sale, but should return once that sale is consummated. And that will wrap it up for this edition of AM Switch. I'm Jerry Starr, and this is the portion of the program where we normally skip across the hall to our giant audience, Studio X, where John Bowker used to hold forth, but John is now of no fixed address and is on sabbatical somewhere on the shores of a secluded lake in Upper New York State. We just looked out the window and we see Fred is moving the big DX Audio Service satellite dish, so hello, John. John, can you hear me? Come in, John Bowker.
Well, thanks, Jerry. Hello again, everybody. Gee, here we are in the motorhome out in the great Northeast, and now that our travels have begun, we'll be able to expand a bit maybe on some of our observations of AM radio stations here and there around the country on this program segment of the DX Audio Service called the Travelogue. And it's on this program segment that we bring you tape recordings of some of the stations on each of the frequencies as we work our way up the dial. And this month we're going to be doing 800 on the dial, as a matter of fact. But, you know, I must admit that living in a space 8 feet wide by 32 feet long, it takes a little getting used to. You can't just throw your underwear over a chair, I find, or even leave a beer mug out on the table in a motorhome. Not without disastrous consequences. But the changing scenery at every meal makes it all worthwhile. And, of course, if we don't like our neighbors some evening, we don't have to pack up and move. We just move. It's that simple. Well, let's see. The name of this month's game on the Travelogue is 800 kilohertz. And before this program segment is over, you'll hear a few of the station breaks of stations operating at 800 on the dial that we have on tape here at the DX Audio Service Travelogue headquarters. Now, let's see. We have 28 stations in the U.S. that are really on the air on this frequency. And I must admit, I'm assuming the stations in Palatka, Florida, Cave City, Kentucky, and Dillon, South Carolina, that are allocated to this frequency have gone off the air and aren't back on the air at this point. And that leaves us with 28 on the air in the U.S. 800 is a clear channel frequency. It has a twist, though. This is the first Mexican clear channel we've come to in our climb up the dial from 540 kilohertz. And this would suggest that we should expect to find a few Canadians on this channel, since Canada is so far removed from our Spanish neighbor to the south. Indeed, this is true. You know, of all the clear channels on the AM dial, including those labeled as Canadian clear channels, this dial position, and 900 kilohertz too, has the most Canadian stations of any of the clear channel frequencies. And you know what? 900, it turns out, is another Mexican clear channel, so I guess this all checks. There are, at 800 on the dial, there are 9 Canadian stations, and there are 9 also at 900 on the dial, as we'll learn later on this year. And we have a couple of those Canadian stations on the tape for you today. We'll get to that in a few minutes. You know, since many of the DX Audio Service subscribers don't receive the National Radio Club's magazine called DX News, it might be interesting from time to time for me to relate a brief item that appears regularly in DX News, and it's called In the Beginning. Now, all this really is a photocopy of the list of all the broadcast stations on each frequency that were on the air in 1934, at the time the FCC began its regulation of radio stations. Up until then, of course, there'd been a mixture of chaos and little regulation ruling the airwaves. And so we find in June 1934 that the stations operating at 800 on the dial were, can you believe this, both within 20 miles of each other. In fact, both transmitting sites were one and the same. Now, I'm going to ask you, you know, are you ahead of me yet? Do you know what stations these are? The transmitter was located in the town of Grapevine. Grapevine, Texas. Yeah, okay. The two stations shared the time of day, and you probably got it by now. WBAP in Fort Worth, WFAA in Dallas. We'll be hearing more from these stations, either in August or September, depending upon how we progress next month with the 810 stations. But those were the only two stations in the U.S. on the air 57 years ago this month at 800 on the dial. Of course, they were reallocated by the Havana-Narva conference, but later on. Incidentally, they both operated with 50,000 watts even that long ago. That was a lot of power back in 1934. But today, in 1991, you aren't going to find any stations in the U.S. operating with more than 5,000 watts in this channel. And there are only four of those. So it looks like 800 is used pretty much as a gap filler in the United States. I see our Alaskan station does operate with 10,000 watts. So I stand corrected, but I guess that's an exception that proves the rule. So what do you say? Let's hear what we have on tape from stations operating at 800 on the dial, starting at the northeast and working our way to the south and west, as is our wont, on the July 1991 DX Audio Service travelogue. Oh, and for Ernie Holt, this time the leadoff Canadian station, Ernie, will speak to us in English, not like at 7:30 on the dial where we started with CKAC in French and it ruined your entire day, I know. Here we go.
He wrote it, he sang it, Marty Robbins and El Paso from CJAD 800 in Montreal. Did you see Twin Peaks last season? I mean, you just can't avoid everyone who was talking about it. Welcome back to the Finnegan Show. Burl sitting in this afternoon. Mark Silverman in Master Control. Kenny Rogers on the CD machine.
This is Radio 8, WCCM, Lawrence.
It's 9 o'clock, 37 degrees in town, Lawrence.
Your inspirational station serving the Delaware Valley, WTMR, Camden, New Jersey.
Lion. United Nations envoy Merrick Golding is now in Syria.
All country, JAT, it's now time for Mutual News. This is WJAT, Swainsboro.
CIA nomination withdrawn. Iran investigation spreads to Miami and a change in the Soviets' latest arms control proposal. With Mutual News, I'm Dave Curran.
Just before we leave Swainsboro, in all fairness, let me let you hear how they're IDing these days.
WGKS and
WJAT,
Swainsboro.
With an I-Team news update.
Yeah, okay. So they're simulcasting is the point. What do you say we move south on our 800 trek around the country?
Magic 800, WDSC, Dillon, Lakeview, Latta.
And I guess the most impressive part of their magic act was their disappearing act. They're not on the air anymore. And speaking of that, neither is this one.
Tidelines can be heard each weekday evening at 8:45. That's only on Palatka's Best Country, WSUZ 800 with Dwight Yoakam.
I sang Dixie.
Well, okay, enough of that. What do you say we have a few live stations still on the air, even one in Florida, and then we'll go to Alabama and up through the middle part of the country, Tennessee and Illinois, and then we'll go west from there on the 800 trek.
The message of his coming. Gospel music by the Hemphills tonight.
W-U-S-S-T.
Free Spirit Radio time is 8 o'clock. Gary McSpadden and Sandy Patty.
Greenville, South Carolina, 29602. You're in tune with the WDH AM 800 in Sweetwater, Tennessee. It's 5 minutes past nine.
At this time, WDEH AM in Sweetwater, Tennessee concludes its regular scheduled day of broadcasting. WDEH AM operates on the assigned frequency of 800 kilohertz with a daytime power of 1,000 watts, as authorized by the Federal Communication Commission, Washington, D.C. We sincerely hope that we've been of service to you and invite you to join us again tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. for another day of broadcasting. Speaking for the staff and management of WDEH, we wish you a very pleasant and restful good evening.
You know, there's something unique about that sign-off. I've never heard another station use the word restful. A pleasant good evening, yes. But a restful good evening? I think that's nice. Congratulations.
AM 800, WMGY, Montgomery.
Growing with you, we're growing together. WSHO New Orleans.
Good afternoon, it's 5 o'clock. I'm Larry Alford with the latest news from the Associated Press.
Station with color weather radar in the entire East Central Illinois area, WKZI KZ Illinois.
Direct from ABC News, I'm Bob Schmidt.
This is the music of Celebration on KLTT Brighton, Denver. Now here we have the Celebration.
This is Christian Music Radio, AM 800, KHIS, Bakersfield. Coming up next time on Focus on the Family.
Focus on the Family, that program would be. And that finds us in California on this Mexican clear channel we called 800 kilohertz. And in fact, in all fairness, maybe we ought to play one of the dominant Mexican stations. Here it is, right along the border.
Sintoniza usted con XEROK, 800 kilociclos con 150 mil watts de potencia desde Ciudad Juárez, Chihuahua, México.
Chihuahua, México. Well, very good. XEROK. Now, what do you suggest? Let's go all the way through the United States, up into Canada, because as I said at the beginning, there are a lot of Canadian stations at 800, nine of them actually on the air and nine at 800 on the dial. And one of them in the north-central part of the United States is heard more than perhaps most of the other stations. Let me put it this way. CKLW has to be one of the dominant DX stations for U.S. listeners. And for many U.S. DXers, this is where it all got started. Listen.
The Million Dollar Weekend is back.
CKLW, the Motor City.
This is where it all started. 12 o'clock noon. Charlie O'Brien with the Rascals.
This is CKLW Windsor, serving southwestern Ontario and metropolitan Detroit.
CKLW News at 1. This is Paul Morris.
Now, that was just a few years ago that lively sound was coming out of Windsor, Ontario. Today, they've changed their format rather completely.
You're listening to AM 800 CKLW, serving Windsor and Detroit.
CKLW News, reporting this hour, Lisa Barron.
Good afternoon. The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Custom Gallery.
Interesting news sounder, isn't it? Not at all typical, I wouldn't think. Well, with Tommy Dorsey leading us by the hand out of the Windsor, Ontario area, what do you say we move east to the Belleville, Ontario area?
AM stereo, CJBQ 800 in Belleville. It's 2 o'clock with Al Baker.
Okay, Mr. Baker. You know, I mentioned a few minutes ago I'd skipped a station in Connecticut because of confusion over what Connecticut's two-letter abbreviation is. Of course, it's CT. I had entered it as CO, and it got messed up as a result, so forgive me. But, you know, I go by Danbury, Connecticut, at least within recording range, probably five times a year. And would you believe the only recording I have of WLAD in Danbury, Connecticut is this.
WLAD AM at FM in Danbury, Connecticut.
So I'm going to have to fix that maybe this summer. I hope so anyway. Say, as I mentioned last month, we have moved from our New Jersey address, and our present mailing address is John Bowker, B-O-W-K-E-R, P.O. Box 1279, Valparaiso, V-A-L-P-A-R-A-I-S-O, Indiana, 46384. We'd love to hear from you, and frankly, your comments help Mike and Fred and me keep this column on topics you want to hear about. So drop us a line. We'll proceed from there. And we're looking forward to seeing you, some of you for the first time, perhaps, at the National Radio Club Convention in Bridgeport, West Virginia, over Labor Day. The Bowker family will be well represented, and we're just looking forward to that, as you can imagine. So until next month, when we'll dissect the 810 dial position, this is John Bowker, on the road somewhere in the great Northeast. And speaking of dissecting things, here's Bill Hale.
Radio 2HD, Newcastle.
Thanks, John. Welcome, everyone, to the July 1991 edition of the Domestic DX Digest on the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. Plenty of tips and loggings to pass along to you this month, so let's go. Well, first reported by Charles Ray of Leamington, Ontario, the Toronto Blue Jays were dropped by CHYR 710-730. The game wasn't on, so he was flipping around the channels and found him on CKWW 540 up in Windsor. So they're now the Detroit area station for the Toronto Blue Jays broadcast, also reported in by Tom Sanders of Davison, Michigan. Well, 640 WWLS in Moore, Oklahoma is calling itself Sports Radio. They've got a mini network in the Sooner State along with KXOL 1320 and KXTD 1530. There's rarely any programming on the 1320 and 1530 outlets. This reported by Phil Tallman of Purcell, Oklahoma. This was a follow-up to a last couple of reports from him. Well, a local note here. Well, no local within 100 miles or so. KTON 940 in Belton, Texas is now back on the air. I heard them on May 26th, about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. This time they're on with a religious format and they're simulcasting with their FM on 106.3. Well, some time back, you'll remember that the 980 station in Montreal made a big fuss about moving to 990, and they were a big contemporary hit station. Well, now, guess what? They're oldies. This was reported first by Dave Evans of Brossard, Quebec. He heard them May 24th at 0600. They made the switch at that very time. And thanks, Dave, for sending all along a multi-page article from Montreal's Gazette covering this format change. Lots of interesting reading in that article. Well, Tom Sanders of Michigan also sent word that WXLA 1180 of Diamonddale, Michigan was heard 610, that's June the 10th, from 0700 to 0800, parallel with the new Q96 FM Lansing's Mature Choice with adult or urban contemporary music. The legal ID went WXLA AM 1180 Diamonddale, WQHH FM 96.5 DeWitt, and Q96 is the new FM 10 miles north of Lansing. Charles Ray of Leamington reported logging WTKT Georgetown, Kentucky on 1580 on May 22nd at 2024 hours with a slogan Oldies 103. All oldies all the time. We play the greatest hits of the 50s and 60s 24 hours a day on FM 103.1. They then went into ads for Diet Coke and a local Chevy Geo dealer in Lexington. They were WAXU and traditional country and western music. For Chuck, Kentucky number 140 and 1580 number 110 log. Congrats on those milestones. Well, we've got an NID here that was reported by Lawrence Kearley of Orleans, Ontario, back on March 16th, and again on May 22nd, he heard some sermon broadcasts on 1610, then some classical music and ballads. On 5:23, he heard, "We don't have the CBS News as usual due to a baseball game on that network." Now, there always seems to be a severe fade, and the signal is very faint at times. Of course, this fade also occurs at the point where something might help you ID the station might be said. Yeah, we can identify with that. Maybe Anguilla. Well, The 91 WRTH mentions nothing of the Caribbean beacon carrying CBS News, and I'm hoping we can get some help from you out there in DX land. Help a fellow DXer out. Well, here's a notable logging. A 25-watt non-directional beacon down in Ohura, New Zealand was logged on 1615 kilohertz on May 19th at 06:30 hours. The signal was poor with OR beacon, the code OR being sent. This was logged by the Manitoba D Expedition at Hecla Island, Manitoba, and the two at the dials were Sean Axelrod and Wayne McCrae. Quite a catch there, guys. Congratulations on that. Well, some other notable DX this past month reported, this one from Lawrence Curley of Orleans, Ontario. In fact, there were two stations on 920, CFLS and CJCH, were fighting it out on May 17th, all the way from about quarter to three till quarter after three, about half an hour's worth. On CFLS, Levi's PQ, the station was playing French pop songs of the rock detente format. He heard a positive call letter ID with a city. There was a tremendous amount of clutter and fade to CJCH. And he notes that we're all thrilled here in the Ottawa area now that CBC AM 920 and 1250 have finally switched over to FM and stopped announcing the change on those frequencies. CJCH was noted a little later in the morning on May 17th. It took them almost 45 minutes to get a positive ID on this one. They were playing mild rock with CFLS coming back strongly from time to time. And this was ID'd by call letters alone and then an ad later for a local Ford dealer. Well, that Manitoba D Expedition at Hecla Island, Manitoba, logged CISS Calgary, Alberta on 1140 on May 20th at 04:30 hours. The signal was strong and they were carrying, of all things, the Larry King program. They heard an ID, 1140 KISS AM. And this one really fooled them because of hearing Larry King. Don Trelford of Scarborough, Ontario, who DXs with a DX 440, logged WYNS, Lehighton, Pennsylvania on 1160. Back on May the 1st at 23:37 hours with Oldies, Weather with a female announcer. Then at 23:58 hours, the call letters were announced as WYNS. Then they played a long version of Dixie, and finally owned and operated by Valley Broadcasting Company. They gave the full address, and this was coming in over WCSS. For a change. Well, the Manitoba D Expedition also logged KNEM Nevada, Missouri on 1240 kilohertz on May 18th, 22:47 hours. The signal was good with the end of the KC Royals Major League Baseball game. The broadcast also included local ads and call letters, and the logging is new for them. They also logged CHWO Oakville, Ontario on 1250 kilohertz on May 19th. About 23:26 hours, the signal was poor. They had talk about the Canadian Football League and local ads. They were creamed by CHSM going into music, also a new logging. Once again, a logging from Don Trelford of Scarborough, Ontario. WMID was logged on 5-7, May 7th at 00:15 hours. Of course, these guys are 1340 out of Atlantic City, New Jersey. He heard them with TalkNet, an ID at 0100. The signal was poor over under WLVL. Well, 1360 WMOB in Mobile was logged by Rick Dow of Iowa City, Iowa. He DXs with an R1000 and a Radio West loop. This was logged on May the 3rd at 2300 hours. The signal was good with an ID. This is WMOB Radio 1360, the Christian voice of Mobile. Don Trelford logged WEZR Fort Wayne, Indiana on 1450 on May the 23rd at 0028 hours with Oldies, WEZR Sports, the baseball scores, weather. The signal was noted poor under two other UNIDs, or two UNIDs. Well, Charles Ray reports hearing WMXF in Laurinburg, North Carolina on 1460, but asks the question, when did they change their call letters? Well, I don't know, but I got it in my log as WMXF. He says he doesn't think this made the AM switch column. Well, it must have if my log's got it in it, as I consider that the Bible for all call letter changes. It must have been in issue before issue 7 of this past year, which would have been last October sometime, October, November maybe, as I've given all my old books away. So I don't have the reference for it, but the call definitely is WMXF in Laurinburg. Well, Lawrence Kearley of Orleans, Ontario, reported hearing WHBC 1480 in Canton, Ohio on May 17th at 03:56 hours with what they called the Thursday Night Show on WHEB, or HBC, rather. There was lots of QRM and fade. They were going into a news broadcast. On 1490, WPCI Greenville, South Carolina was logged by Charles Ray of Leamington on May the 5th at 0400 hours with the end of a legal ID, followed by BRN News and the Ways and Means Committee at 0405. As far as I'm concerned, that's a good place for the Ways and Means Committee to be at 0405 hours. On 1570, CFOR Orillia, Ontario logged on 513 at 0439 hours, fair to good and minimal KCJJ splatter with mention of Canada's All Night Music Network and an ID, the legendary 1570 CFOR into a promo for upcoming tune from George Michael, that also from the logbook of Rick Dow. And finally, on 1590, WZRX Jackson, Mississippi was logged by this Manitoba D Expedition, the guys from up north, back on May 17th at 2250 hours, fair with AM 1590 and AM 1590 Jackson IDs, Light Easy Music with a legal ID at 30 seconds before the hour, over under KVGB, and they logged no KCNN, which is new, I guess. This logging is new on the first Mississippi for Wayne McCrae. Remember, my print column in DX News covers DX in the central and eastern time zone plus points east. If you live in the Mountain Pacific, Yukon, Alaska, Hawaiian time zones, or west, your catches are welcome here too, but mail them to me for inclusion on the DXAS tape only. There is no DDX West column on the audio service as there is in the print column. Some of you probably already know that. Late breaking tips may be phoned in to me at 512-392-0082. Call before 9 o'clock. And just a reminder, we've just had a huge solar flare activity. Strange things have been happening on just about all the communications bands. So if you've had an extraordinary experience during the sunspot cycle, let us know and we'll get the word out to you. That's it for this month. Once again, if you've got an interesting logging, pass it along to other DX members through this column. Send it to me, Bill Hale, 734 Burleson, spelled B-U-R-L-E-S-O-N, San Marcos, Texas, 786-664-335. Back to you, Fred.
W-N-W-I.
As I said, there's going to be a lot of things going on down there in West Virginia during the 1991 National Radio Club Convention, specifically the 1991 Quilt Show and Jubilee. It's the 10th annual Quilt Show and Contest, which will be held at Stonewall Jackson Arts and Crafts Center. And also, the Stonewall Jackson Civil War Reenactment Unit will be portraying continuously throughout the Jubilee a living history with skirmishes between Union Company K and the Confederate Army A. This will be scheduled at the following times, Friday at 6 p.m. and Saturday at 2 p.m. and 6 p.m., Sunday at 2 p.m. and 6 p.m., and Monday at 2 p.m., so you don't want to miss that. Now, y'all come down now to West Virginia, otherwise Bill Swigert going to come and stomp on your head.
1080 is what you're listening to.
You know something? I forgot some key information here for the convention, and that is the location of the hotel itself. It's the Holiday Inn Clarksburg, C-L-A-R-K-S-B-U-R-G. Holiday Inn Clarksburg, located at 100 Lodgeville, L-O-D-G-E-V-I-L-L-E Road, in Bridgeport, West Virginia. The zip code is 26330. And again, for room reservations only, the telephone number is area code 304-842-5411. Be sure to tell them that you're a National Radio
Real Club member, so you can get the rate of $58 single, double, triple, or quad. Also, I'd like to make another quick mention concerning the convention of some more information that I just happened upon here. Well, actually, it was still in the envelope. I didn't pull it out. And that is auction items. If you have something that you don't need and you think you could part with it and perhaps benefit the club, we're looking for auction items. Now, no junk. Items should be good stuff, something that works and useful to a fellow radio collector or perhaps a DXer just like yourself. Anything that you think might sell for a couple bucks at the NRC auction. Put it in a box and send it to Bill Swiger. That's S-W-I-G-E-R. And the address is Route 1, Box 142A, Bridgeport, West Virginia, 26330. And again, no junk, just good stuff that we can sell at the National Radio Club Convention and people can bid on. And this helps keep down the costs of the club and keeps the subscription costs low. And as many of you know that have started out with us here at the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, there really has not been a subscription increase since we started the DX Audio Service back in 1985, and that's due in part to many of the generous contributions to the NRC auction through the conventions we have every year. Well, that wraps it up for part one of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. Phil Wayne's on part two, along with John Bowker, and of course, you, the membership of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, with the musings from members. We'll also have some more news and notes of interest to you, and we'll see what else we can kind of pack in on the end. Well, seeing that we're doing, country jingles, and we did some rock jingles at the beginning of it and stuff, I guess we'll just kind of slow it down for John Bowker and give him some nice, easy-listening big band jingles. See you on part two of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service.
Here's the tune that's causing all the sensation. It's the pick of the week on Toronto's favorite station. CHUM 1050.